With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm very discombobulated today, Roach.
Why is that?
Because I'm making your bloody gravy.
They say it's going to be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's going to make the gravy?
Sounds like I'm choking on the gravy, Roach. I make the gravy and the Roach does his roast. It's a time-honoured journalistic masterpiece.
Too much pepper in it this week? Is that what's happened? Is that why you're choking on it?
Yeah. Put a little bit of curry in it.
Curry?
Curry gravy.
Wow.
Actually, my sister of the rat puts curry in everything. When are they ever going to move out, Roach, or am I being set up? Seriously.
Wow. How long is it now?
It's been 12 months.
How long was it supposed to be? Six or seven. Right.
Said six or seven with a smile.
You'll miss their company.
Yeah, I'll miss the cooking.
You will.
Who are you roasting?
Right. Well, Kevin Sheedy always noted Australia is the lucky country when it comes to football. We have four codes: Australian football, world football, rugby, and rugby league. Of the four, the round ball game should have been the one thriving the best. It has the world stage, a theatre loaded with grand investors, big money, a soccer pitch almost at every corner of the globe, and the biggest single sporting event on the planet, World Cup. In our lifetimes, Kim, we've heard so many times that the World Game would take over Australia, but it hasn't. Mm. There was much admiration for how soccer beat Australian football in setting up a national competition. You remember the Phillips NSL? Here in South Australia, we took great pride in the success stories at West Adelaide and with Zoran Matic's Adelaide City. They were grand days, Kim, particularly the derby between the two of them. And then what happened? The history of the game was washed away with the franchise-driven A-League. Why, oh why, did they ever do that? Virtually cleanse the sport of its history. We've noted the paranoia of world football's cheer squads in Australia, such as when the AFL released a little fixture detail on the morning of an important Socceroos encounter. But when it comes to shooting oneself in the foot, the guardians of the world game in Australia are the best gunslingers in the land. Been a tough week for football in Australia. The Olleroos have failed to qualify for the Paris Olympics, opening the long-running debate on how the game is developed in Australia. And the A-League has cancelled its awards night, the one that is supposed to honour the memory of our great Johnny Warren.
Why have they cancelled? Oh, sorry, continue.
Our own Simon Hill is far from impressed, and this audio will explain to you that for you, Kim.
I mean, this is our version of the Dally M's or the Brownlows. Unfortunately, this week, APL have announced that these awards are not going to be held in their usual way. They're going to be announced during the final series and some of them digitally. But the spin that has been put out this week that we're going to, you know, make it an award for the fans, trying to present it as progress. Stop trying to pull the wool over fans' eyes. If you're honest about it, the fans might not like the decision, but they will respect you a little bit more if you're open and honest about it. And we all know that the reason they're not being held, unfortunately, is money. I think it's a crying shame, and it's irritating. It smacks of a game that knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
What a great line from Simon. Knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. How can the A-League be short of cash? How can it afford a national second division if it cannot fund an awards night? Yet again, another toe or two has been shot off. Such a pity because, as Kevin Sheedy says, there's more than enough space in Australia for us to enjoy four codes of football. It is a blessing, But one code seems always cursed by itself. There you are, Kim. Yeah. The world game again in disarray in Australia.
Very well written, Rooch. And you're right. Over the course of my life, the amount of times that we heard, it's a bit like Carlton a few years ago, we're coming.
We're coming.
We're coming. They take a few steps forward, then a few more backwards.
How can the A-League be broke, so to speak?
How can they not honour Johnny Warren properly and the players that perform at the highest level?
Imagine
and
if,
then try and sell it like that.
Imagine if Richard Goyder and Andrew Dillon tomorrow announced, oh, you know what, the Brownlow's a bit, you know, old hat on TV and all that, and, you know, black tie dinners. We're going to get rid of it. We're just going to now do
well,
it digitally.
Actually, you might have to if they continue with these stupid reports and people getting rubbed out and ineligible.
Oh, yeah.
No, and ineligible
yeah,
for the most ridiculous football acts.
Yeah.
We are not going to have the best of the best winning, you know.
But you wouldn't cancel the Brownlow.
No, you wouldn't cancel it. But nice one, Roots. If you want to have your say on it, send us a text 0427154166. I am serious about the Brownlow, though. It's just ridiculous. We know why you're ineligible, and that was back in the day when people thumped people.
Yes.
It's best and fairest. But now it's accidental contact or incidental. Or potential to hurt someone when you weren't deliberately trying to hurt anyone and it cost you a Brownlow medal.
So
it's farcical.